Hey, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason, and I have a pretty cool episode. This hero is Aurora from Marvel's Alpha Flight. She's pretty cool, and I'm pretty excited to share stuff about her. So, let me get the disclaimers out of the way, and we will get into it. First and foremost, it's the 9th of January at the time of the this airing, for the initial airing, I guess. I hope everyone had a great holiday. I hope everyone had a great new year. But the information is pulled from different sources across the internet. May or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. And you can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. YouTube is the absolute best place to reach out to me with if you have any suggestions, if you have any comments, requests for future episodes, all that good stuff. I am all about it. I would love it if you subscribed, if you hit the notification bell, if you like the videos, all that good stuff. I post there all the time. And if you ever want to email me, you are more than welcome to email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. All right. So, fun fact about superheroes in general. While most of Canada's earlier heroes were cut from the same cloth as most wartime heroes like Steve Rogers, Captain America, Alpha Flight was actually comprised of members that encompassed the whole of Canada's multicultural population. The team's full debut in Uncanny X-Men number 121 featured a roster that ranged from coast to coast, with Victor Langowski as Sasquatch, hailing from British Columbia in the West, Michael Tu Youngman as Shaman, from the Tsuut'ina Nation in southern Alberta, and if I butchered that name, I apologize. Anne McKenzie, which is Snowbird, was from the Northwest Territories. And the French-Canadian twins, Jean-Paul and Jean-Marie Bouvier, were from Quebec in the East. Speaking of Jean-Marie Bouvier, that is Aurora. And that is who we're talking about today. So she was born in Montreal, Quebec. She and her twin brother, Jean-Paul, were separated in infancy after their parents died. Jean-Paul was adopted by Mr. and Mrs. Louis Martin, who were cousins of his mother. The Martins could not afford to adopt Jean-Marie as well and arranged for Jean-Marie to be raised at Madame DuPont's School for Girls in Laval, Quebec, a reactionary religious school. Soon afterwards, the Martins moved to northern Quebec, and they were actually, they had an accident several years later where Jean-Paul was placed in a foster home, unaware that he actually had a sister. So, that's pretty crazy. Like, I didn't know they could do that. Like, if there was a twin, they could only adopt one, but, you know? Whatever, I guess. Sorry if I'm feeling distracted. I'm kind of like multitasking. All right. So, anyway, extremely nervous and introverted, Jean-Marie Bouvier was miserable at Madame DuPont school. At the age of 13, she attempted to hurt herself by throwing herself from the roof of one of the school buildings. Instead of falling to her death, Bouvier, discovered that she could fly at great speed. Unaware that she was actually a mutant, the deeply religious Bouvier believed that her flight was a result of a divine miracle. The next morning, she explained to the school's headmistress that she had believed of what she believed had happened. Believing the young girl to be guilty of blasphemy, the headmistress had Bouvier severely disciplined. The incident and possibly other abuse triggered a dissociative identity disorder in Jean-Marie. A second personality, extroverted and far more uninhibited, emerged. So this is like the second one in a couple weeks that I'm dealing with this. That I'm talking about this like other personalities. That was not planned, but that's kind of interesting. All right, under the influence of the second personality, Bouvier secretly left the school that same night. Returning 3 days later, she had no memory of where she had been or what she had done, and she was again physically punished. The resulting trauma was so great that Bouvier repressed her second personality. 5 years later, Bouvier's application to become a teacher of history and geography at the school was accepted. By this time, Bouvier had adjusted to life at the school, and her everyday personality was that of a prim, proper, repressed woman. The same night that her application was accepted, her second personality reemerged, and she left to enjoy herself in Montreal. Confronted by muggers, she knocked one unconscious by moving at superhuman speed. And this was the first time that she had actually used her superpower in about 5 years. The second mugger was halted by Wolverine, who had witnessed the attempted assault. Recognizing that Bouvier had superhuman powers, Wolverine invited her to go to Ottawa to meet James McDonald Hudson, who was organizing a team of superhuman agents for the Canadian government's Department H. Hudson accepted her as a recruit and reunited her with her brother. After a period of training, both Bouvier's siblings joined the team that Hudson created, Alpha Flight, under the codenames Aurora and Northstar. And I do believe that we did a deep dive on Northstar as well. Let me check. I don't have it. I thought I did. Okay. Oh, wait. You know what? I wasn't looking in the right section. I was looking at past episodes. Bear with me. I still don't have it. So I thought I did. I must not have. Or if I did, it's a missing episode somewhere. But they're pretty cool. They're pretty cool nonetheless. All right. Sorry about that. Like I said, I was multitasking. I'm focused on this, but I did get distracted just then. Okay. So anyways, on Alpha Flight's first mission, Aurora aided in combating the X-Men to capture Wolverine. With Northstar, she battled Deadly Earnest. She later recounted how she developed her superhuman powers and developed her Aurora personality, and how Wolverine recruited her into Alpha Flight, as well as how she met her brother Northstar. Aurora later had a falling out with her brother, and upon her wish to separate herself, her powers were altered by Walter Langowski. Aurora was captured by Gilded Lily, but was rescued by Sasquatch, who began to suspect that she was manifesting a third personality, and with Northstar, she battled the Pink Pearl. Now, she was later temporarily cured of her multiple personalities. Alongside the X-Men in Alpha Flight, she battled Loki. She was again attacked by Gilded Lily, and Aurora was captured by Box, who had gone insane but was later rescued by Alpha Flight. Now, her name is really hard for me to pronounce. Aurora. It just sounds weird to me. It's kind of like brewery. It's very hard for me to pronounce. So I'm going to do my best, but just letting you guys know. All right. So anyways, Aurora was captured by Box, who had gone insane. Okay. All right. Loki deceived Aurora into believing that her mother had been an Asgardian light elf. The team brought her and Northstar to the place where they once encountered a magical fire fountain, and they wanted to heal her mind and Northstar's body. During a battle with dark elves, she cured her brother by giving him all of her light. She was carried off by the elves, but Loki, in an attempt to curry favor with those who sit above in shadow, transported her to a covenant, or to a convent, for safety, who took her in. Talisman later came to Jean-Marie at the convent and transported her to Asgard, along with Persuasion, Goblin, and Laura Dean, to help rescue Northstar and Alfheim. He had gone to Asgard to explore their half-elf heritage, only to discover that Loki lied about it. Northstar had been trapped on Asgard for months, and in battle, Northstar shared the light with Aurora and restored her powers. After their battle with the Sorcerer Lan, she rejoined Alpha Flight, and Aurora soon discovered that she could now generate a light that bestowed inner peace in others. With Alpha Flight and the Fantastic Four, she fought against Headlock. Headlock mentally manipulated her, causing her to revert to her original split personality, and then she took care of Headlock. She soon thereafter had a rematch with Pink Pearl, and eventually, the original incarnation of Alpha Flight had disbanded. In the events leading up to her reappearance in Weapon X Volume 2, Aurora's mental health continues to deteriorate, and she is later turned into a mind-controlled agent of Weapon X. She also engages in an abusive relationship with the Weapon X director, Malcolm Colcord, who frequently hit her. Aurora manages to retaliate against her mind control by creating a third personality, or maybe in this case a fourth personality, that was unaffected by her situation. She attacks Colcord and manages to escape, and in her next appearance, Aurora's mental state becomes unstable to the point that all of her personalities agree that hurting herself is the best solution. However, she is stopped by the arrival of Northstar, who is under the control of the Children of the Vault, a mysterious group of newly emerged superhumans who seek to hurt mutants, viewing them to be their competition for dominance on the planet. One of the children, Serafina, places the twins under their control, largely repairing Aurora's fragile psyche, boosting the twins' powers, and altering them so that they can generate not only light when in contact with each other, but heat as well. Well, alrighty then. The twins are sent on a mission to attack the X-Men and retrieve Sabretooth for the Children of the Vault. The twins are able to defeat several of the X-Men and new X-Men until Mystique is able to exploit Aurora's shattered psyche by taking on her image. Iceman manages to incapacitate Aurora while Cable subdues Northstar. The X-Men take Northstar and Aurora to the S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier in an attempt to fix the mental damage inflicted on the twins. Using their virtual reality equipment, the X-Men allow the twins to relive their lives at an accelerated pace. The process was interrupted near the end of the session by Exodus, creating a telepathic connection between the twins. Using each other's emotional support, they manage to face their interpersonal turmoils and regain control of their minds. Aurora and Northstar also gain a higher level of control over their powers, which they use to save Rogue from the acolyte known as Frenzy. They later reappear in the mini-crossover series Secret Invasion X-Men, joining the X-Men when the Skrull invasion reaches San Francisco. Aurora next appears in Uncanny X-Men, having formed a snow sporting company with Northstar, called Team Northstar Extreme Snow Sports. Okay, cool, I guess. Aurora appears to be living in a relatively normal life since regaining control of her mind, working as the joint CEO of the company. She's contacted by Wolverine when he wishes to extend an invitation to Northstar to join X-Men on Utopia. But did they want to extend her the invitation too? Because that would just be rude. Like, where's your brother? We want to invite him to this party. She's like, well, what about me? And like, yeah, we know you're here. That's just rude. All right. During one of Aurora's therapy sessions to deal with her disorder, she's given a device to wear on her head for tests, when in actuality, her therapist was bribed by Norman Osborn to use it on her so he could speak with her more dark and violent personality about joining his Dark X-Men. Jean-Marie, though, does not care to take orders from anyone, least of all someone who is just as broken as herself, and goes to leave, before he turns the device on her again, saying he does not take no for an answer. However, Aurora brings up another personality to combat the guards, and brings up more for each time the device is used on her. Before she is able to turn it on, Osborn himself and walk away. So she just keeps adding personalities. Is that really how that works? I don't know. So this is coming from a place of ignorance, not like making fun. It just seems really convenient in a way that I don't understand to just keep adding personalities like that. I don't know if that makes sense, and I would think for the writing's sake, it would have to have some kind of basis in fact, right? I don't know. Let me know in the comments, please, because that's just, I don't get it. Anyways, during the Chaos War storyline, Aurora, alongside Northstar, Sasquatch, and Snowbird, are reunited with the resurrected Guardian, Vindicator, Shaman, and Marina Smallwood. As part of the all-new, all-different Marvel event, Aurora appears as a member of the Alpha Flight Space Program. And as part of the Dawn of X, Aurora was one of the many mutants that joined the mutant nation of Krakoa. Aurora and her brother Northstar were later sent on a flyover scouting mission to investigate a strange island that mysteriously appeared off the southern coast of Krakoa. In their report, they mentioned the island being full of giant hostile beasts. Sometime later, Northstar strangely felt his connection to his sister evaporate. He immediately heads to the hatchery to try to get Aurora resurrected, but unfortunately, he needs proof of death to start the reincarnation process. Northstar then seeks to find out where his sister could have gone, and he enters the Green Lagoon Tiki Bar to see what the bartender may know, but ultimately runs into Polaris. Polaris suggests they form an investigative team to head to Vancouver where she was last seen. They recruit the Repower Prodigy, Prestige, Eyeboy, and Dakin. Using Aurora's social media, they are able to discover that she had been into a motel where she seemed to have a rendezvous with a man. She then got into a car and drove off a side of the road. Using Eyeboy's powers, they are able to find the car and the body. They then present the case to the Quiet Council, and it seems that the man who Aurora was meeting set up a trap for her that caused the car to be thrown off the side of the bridge. After figuring out the cause of her death, the five decide to bring this group together under Northstar to form X-Factor. So did they resurrect her or not? Because that wasn't in my information. I don't know, that's a loose end. We gotta figure that out. Let me know if you know, because I have not followed the X-Men recently. So this is new information for me. But what do you guys think of her history, though? Like, it's pretty convoluted, right? Like, they have her doing stuff, but, like, it's just nothing of great importance. There's a lot of character development with the multiple personalities, but it's not anything, like, I don't know. I just don't get that sense of importance about her. But let me know. Like I said, you can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where I post superhero memes daily. I post the deep dive. I post a weekly meme review on YouTube. It's a lot of fun. Make sure you subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. If you have requests for future episodes, if you have anything I may have missed, answers to the questions that I had, I would really appreciate it. And you can also email me directly if you'd like it. b4itall@yahoo.com. All right, let's get into her powers. So Aurora has the powers of flight and superhuman speed and reflexes, theoretically able to approach light speed. And this has never been attempted, though, since if any being or amount of matter were to approach the speed of light in our solar system, it would wreak devastating havoc on the gravitational forces holding our system together. The greater her increase in speed, the more durable her body becomes, but this ability has not been measured. Also, she has superhuman levels of endurance and stamina that allows her to maintain her super speed. In an early issue of Alpha Flight, Northstar reveals to Reader that Aurora has greater endurance and can fly longer, while he can fly faster in the same period of time. Her strength and reaction times are above average for a woman of her age and exercise level. However, Aurora usually does not rely on her physical strength while battling opponents, and instead uses super speed tricks, like flying with someone at great speed until they pass out from the lack of oxygen, or pummeling them with hundreds of punches a second until they succumb. And she also uses her super speed to perform stunts such as creating a cyclone by running in circles, running up walls and across water, and she could breathe while traveling at subsonic speeds. Originally, while in contact with her brother, usually while holding hands, the pair could emit bursts of brilliant white light with an average flash equal to the intensity of 1 million candela, which is one candela being equal to the amount of light created by one candle. That's a really weird measurement. Maybe it's a French thing, like a French-Canadian thing. I don't know. I don't know. but it was generally used to blind their opponents with a major drawback that they were not able to control its intensity. Experiments performed on Aurora by Walter Langowski enabled her to generate light independently from North Star, but a side effect of this was that physical contact between the two would temporarily neutralize both of their powers. Her speed was also greatly reduced to only being able to move or fly at the speed of sound. However, with Aurora's recent resurrection in a new body, these modifications are now gone, enabling them to generate light together again and restoring her previous levels of speed. Aurora is also moderately skilled in hand-to-hand combat, using a style utilizing her superhuman speed, and she received coaching from Puck and Wolverine. Oh, Puck would be a good one. I need to cover Puck sometime. But fun facts. Screen Rant ranked Aurora second in their 10 fastest X-Men in Marvel Comics list and 8th in their 12 fastest superheroes of all time list. Rohan Penderker of Sportskeeda ranked Aurora 3rd in their 5 fastest characters in comic history list, and CBR.com, which is Comic Book Resources, ranked Aurora 9th on their Marvel the 20th fastest speedster list, 9th in their 10 most powerful members of Canada's Avengers list, and 19th in their 25 fastest characters in the Marvel Universe list. Okay, that's just so weird. I don't know. Aurora appears in the X-Men animated series episodes Slave Island and Repo Man. And she also appears in Marvel Puzzle Quest. So, she doesn't have a whole lot of outside exposure. She's put on lists, which are mainly, you know, lists. The thing about lists are they're very subjective. It's you know, depending on the writing at the time and stuff like that. It is what it is. But my final thoughts on this, because Aurora's pretty cool, but she seems like even though she seems like a cool hero, I'm really at a loss for what use she really has. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, speed is an awesome power. I'm not knocking it at all, but I am, however, seeing where there are plenty of other X-Men with similar powers that can maybe not be as fast, but they can do more with what they have. Like, I'm just not seeing anything that makes her stand out, and I think that's the problem with so many of the mutant population. And this is not a knock on mutants in general. Just when you have them all concentrated in like Krakoa and the X books, like they're in one central area, it makes it really hard to separate them and make more than like just a precious few low percentage mutants stand out. And I think that's what I'm seeing here. But what do you guys think? Like, I don't have a lot I could do with her or for her, because there's just not a lot there. The only thing I can really see is I would see like maybe her split personality just taking over and going bad to where maybe the X-Men are having to fight her, but North Star is there and he can't hurt his sister, he can't bring himself to do that. And he's trying to hold back the X-Men and maybe even fight off some of the X-Men that want to fight her, because he wants to redeem his sister because he loves her. Like, you know, I can't see anything more than that, because unfortunately for Aurora, she just seems very generic. Like, there's just not a lot that they've done with the character to really give us a lot to develop on. But what do you guys think? Let me know. Like I said, you can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on YouTube and TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. I would love it if you subscribed to the YouTube channel, commented, liked, subscribed, share, hit the notification bell. If you have fun facts about her, if you have things that you would do for the character, I would love to hear it. or read it, I would love to have a discussion about it, because I try to respond to everything that's really worth responding to. All I ask you, be respectful. You know, it's fine to type something, but it's so much easier if you have something rude to say than to not just not do it, but whatever. And you can always email me directly if you'd like. I love getting those. I get emails actually pretty frequently. It's b4itall@yahoo.com. But guys, that's going to do it for me now. I hope everyone's blessed. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone is safe, and I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.